ABC Radio Australia.
And now, Pacific leaders and support workers in Australia say reforms to the country's labour scheme need to be put in place to ensure Pacific workers benefit from the program. It comes after around 100 New Vanuatu seasonal workers were sent to Australia and New Zealand on fake documents, leading to the arrest of a suspect in Vanuatu. Peter Foliaki Lokitui, a Mildura-based liaison officer for New Vanuatu seasonal workers, says the situation could be a concern to many who now face unwittingly face a deportation. But he says there are other flaws in the scheme that should also be addressed.
You know, you can just imagine if a farmer has spent, you know, a lot of resources bringing these workers in, and let's say that 40% of those workers or 20% of the workers are team leaders, all right, and a part of a, you know, maybe a program that the farmer and whoever's a part of it that, you know, they're going to return and continue with the palm scheme in terms of what all the governments are aiming to achieve. And with such a thing, that's set back. So that's the effect that I see happening. And you know, what's going to happen to the workers if they get sent back? You know, what's the process? Can they come back quickly? Or it's because, I guess when you look at the legal terms of how that goes, what's that going to be? So, look, I can't really say anything in terms of if it's going to hold back anyone. But the thing is, look, at what cost are we looking at, especially with how fast the program is moving. I mean, I saw a report of the Samoan government not being aware of the PEV visa that have been announced. And to me, that's sort of the concern that I have is, okay, how fast are we going ahead? But with the issues that we still need to look at, how is that going to affect it? Are we sort of, you know, going forward one step and three back, or are we, you know, going ahead and not having the costs getting to the point where you have government saying, no, you know, I'm going to hold off. I believe there's a way to go ahead, but with how fast it's going, I think we need to maybe take the counsel of what Samoan government is doing and just really take a step back and say, all right, you know, with how things are going, we need to really look at it because, you know, we're not dealing with you know, machines. These are people. These are Pacific Islanders who, I guess, in history, have the opportunity to come here to work. And I believe that if we get it right, this will not only be like a Pacific thing, but it's going to be a global movement that can really showcase that, you know what, this is how you can move people around the world, make it diverse and culturally viable. And you know, create a better future for the planet, I guess.
You know, this has just recently come to you, this scandal about the forged visas. But are there any other concerns that you have in terms of the workers, something that the government isn't getting right quite yet?
All I can say is with what I've witnessed, I'll give you an example. So with what we've seen, the best impact that the Vanuatu diaspora community where I am, see that the best way that we can impact is, you know, educate the local community in terms of how they can relay the information to workers in the area. So we ran a workshop down in Castlemaine where we had a prominent, Warragul, where a prominent a member of a government attended. And after we ran the workshop, you know, for him to sort of explain that, I think that's where the issue is we are giving the information in general, but not going to specifics. So if you get workers coming in where they have to go through, firstly, the information that they're getting from social media, from their families, and then what the agent or this labor sending unit is giving them in regard to their contracts. You know, they come through Australia, the host employer, the approved employer, the union, Fair Work, all these other bodies are passing on the information that are supposed to be helping them. But if they're not equipped to sort of shift through all that information and find out what exactly is being said, they're signing something that we see happening. They come here, even though they've gone through the rigorous process, 2 weeks later, they abscond. You know, and that's just a reflection of how they, you know, understanding these things. So, I mean, I've spoken to a lot of parties and everyone's saying the same thing, which is good. You know, we're doing the best that we can to help them. And so I see the need of making sure that everyone that's giving the information is linked together and giving the same information.
Yes, I mean, you mentioned the Samoan government earlier, and they have called, or the acting prime minister has said that they haven't been consulted with the expansion of Australia's Pacific Labour Scheme. And just yesterday, I spoke to the prime minister of Vanuatu. He had this to say when it comes to Australia's Labour Scheme.
Once the Pacific Island countries get together, we can have some meaningful discussion with Australia and New Zealand about how we can really continue with these programs, but also ensuring that there is sustainability in the domestic scene.
I wanted to ask you, Peter, you know, you said Australia has seemed to be taking one step forward, three steps back. In the desire to get workers from the Pacific, have they been moving too fast, and have there been gaps in the program as a result, do you believe?
I can only share, you know, my experience with the program. So for the past 2.5 years, I worked for a prominent approved employer, bringing in thousands of workers from Vanuatu. And before I joined, you know, when the workers came and the complaints they were having, I was raising the same concerns. I was trying to deal with it. But once I got into the program with the approved employer, I saw what they were doing. You know, no one's sort of ignoring what the program is. Actually, they're doing their utmost to make sure that they tick all the boxes. You know, the paper trail is there, making sure that workers are not exploited, so on and so forth. But what I see the concern there is that how that information is given to the workers is where the issue is. So all the workers that I meet, I tell them that, you know what, I trust the program. I actually love the program. You know, give me an instance in our history where we have this opportunity. And I tell them, look, for a Fijian worker or Vanuatu worker, it'll take you 30 years to build up yourself, but it'll take you 3 seasons in Australia with this program. I mean, that's the gap. So that means you can build a future compared to your fathers so quickly that, we look at the issues that we're facing politically, rather than depending on the governments, the people actually become the solution. And you know, to me, everything is falling into place, and I think everyone's on the right track. My push would be to make sure that the information goes across properly. And to me, I see you guys in a very unique position, because I guess for now that's the way we're going to be talking, and having you guys to link that information and making sure that that goes across is very important, because I see that as being the big difference.
By you guys, do you mean the media?
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, going forward, it sounds like you're saying communication is the big gap here, the thing that's missing in the program, with workers not being told and not being, I guess, it being transparent to them what exactly to expect when they come to Australia. What do you think the solution, the long-term solution is to that?
I think for each person, whether you're a worker, an approved employer, is to make sure that what someone is saying is actually factual, and that's what they're saying. Because again, like I said, I mean, I've spoken to agents. They say to the workers what has been told them, but they're not explaining, you know, as an example, the contract to the point where the workers will take the information. For example, you know, if you tell a worker that they're going to make an average of 30 hours without explaining to them that 30 hours meaning you're probably going to do 10 hours this week, and maybe if it rains the whole week next week, it's going to be zero. But then, you know, in the next month, it's going to be 50, 60 hours, and that's going to make up for that. So I think is making sure that right from the beginning, whatever the agent is saying, once they go through the labor sending unit, whatever they say, it's exactly the same thing or similar, and they get the same understanding. When they come here to Australia, we're not saying differently. Everyone's here to protect the program, to protect the workers. But if we don't make sure that we explain it properly to the workers or work together in a united front, then the cost is going to continue to go back to the workers. You know, we're going to continue to see these issues. And for me, it's not a fair thing. Mm-hmm. We have to bear the responsibility individually. And I guess it starts with making sure that whatever we say is to the fact, to the point, and bearing the responsibility of the consequences. And I think that's going to make a big difference.
That was Peter Foliaki Lokitui, a Mildura-based liaison officer for Ni Vanuatu seasonal workers.